All right, we're going to call this the Cane Corso Hoax Revisited. I'm going to kind of summarize the entire story of the American line of Cane Corsos. It's kind of interesting and rather deceptive, and that's why it's called the Cane Corso Hoax. So I first heard of Cane Corsos back in, probably the late 90s, early 2000s, something like that. And always thought about getting them if I ever got back into dogs. So when it came time, I was wanting to get back into the dogs, needed guard dogs because of where we lived. And I wanted to start a small little breeding thing, mostly for myself and my family to have our own dogs and things like that. And, I wanted a breed that hadn't been recognized by the kennel clubs for very long, because kennel clubs tend to water down working dogs. And so I ended up getting a Corso and a Borbal. In my research of wanting to get a Corso, one of the first things I realized is that there was a controversy between the European Corsos and, I guess you could say, the American Corsos. There's really only one Corso, but the American lines. And so there's argument between these two camps of who has the real authentic Cane Corsos. The Europeans, or the people with the European dogs, accused the American people that started the dogs of fraud, and they're mixed with Rottweiler and Neo. And of course, the breeders of the American lines were accusing the Europeans of the dogs having Boxer and other stuff in them and things like that. So at that time, I was a subscriber to the Mike Satilli line, which is the American lines. And the story kind of goes like this. So back in the day, Mike Satilli was actually a Neapolitan Mastiff breeder, and a real good one. He was like, one of the first people here. I do believe he was actually in charge of the registry for a while. But he was a really good breeders of dogs. And so the story is that Mike was in Sicily visiting family at a wedding or something like that, and was driving through the country and spotted some dogs that were reminiscent of this old type of dog that he was interested in. Long story short, he makes an agreement supposedly with this rancher, this farmer in Sicily, that when one of the bitch dogs gets pregnant, that he would ship it to New York City, and this would give Mike the founding stock of these dogs. And at the time, they were calling them Italian Bacheros. So supposedly, the farmer mails the dog, air ships it there, and she starts to have pups on the way, having them in the crate, according to Mike Jr., his son, who actually wasn't there. But anyway, out of these dogs, there was something known as the Super Six dogs. And what that was is that this particular litter of dogs was entered into rare breed dog contests. And these six particular dogs, Kokomo and Benduza, and a bunch of six different dogs, had won championships in the rare breed dog shows. And they had started out calling them Sicilian Bacheros, but at some point called them Cane Corsos. At the time, a lot, and this is what I learned later, at the time, a lot of people were rather suspicious of this. So anyway, the argument goes on for years and years and years. I find somebody that actually has a dog that has a pretty good bloodline, some good line breeding. For this late in the game, you're talking dogs back in the 90s. Pretty good line to Kokomo and Rocco and all of these, famous Cane Corsos, American Cane Corsos. And so I thought that was cool. I got her. And then there was this dog, Nino 2, that was owned by Scandifios. Seemed like a pretty interesting dog. And that was actually the first dog. Nino 2 was the first dog, from what I understand, that was bred with another dog from outside the U.S. That was Bionetics No was the sire of that. A really small Corso from Holland, I do believe, but a really nice head on the dog. So that was the first dog that some European lines, I think the story goes. But anyway, I get in touch with Scandifio's, Tony Scandi, and so just so happens that he has some frozen, you know, it's like, I don't know how old it is, 10, 12 years old, the dog's been deceased, of this Nino too. And so I get some of that along with some Solo, which is off of Armani, which is actually off of Benduza, which is a different Super 6 dog. So I'm investing in these lines, and there's an argument. Senza Tempa, I can't remember what her real name is, but Senza Tempa Cane Corso, and I'm and me are arguing. And she's claiming that the American dogs are not Corsos, that they're Rottweilers and they're Neos mixed with Corsos. And of course, I'm arguing at that time that no, we got the serious real dogs here, and it's you guys who got the fake dogs. So I start doing some research into the dogs, probably starting with doing some DNA testing on my own dogs. That came back quite a bit Rottweiler and Neo, and I was like, oh, what is this? So I start doing some research, and I even stumble across the Canine Genome Project, huge project of identifying all of these different dogs. And I even reached out to the head of the Canine Genome Project just to make sure I had all the data correct. So long story short, as it turns out, something was afoul. So what everything kind of points to, and in the time of my investigation, I've talked to a lot of different people that were there. Some that came public and gave interviews, like you can see on my original article called "The Corso Hoax." Others didn't want to go public, but I've talked with a lot of different people that were there at the time. And what it looks like is what happened was is that Mike Satilli bred his second wife's Rottweiler with one of his Neos. It could have been, who knows what dog it was, but apparently that seems to be the case. And since then, people have been mixing Rottweilers and Neos in the dog. And what that genome project determined was is that the Europeans' dogs did group, their alleles, did group as a recognized breed. And even though there's a lot of bullshit with the European ones too, like there were these ancient Rome dogs, and they're a recently created breed. They have a lot of different myths. A lot of people were thinking and that a lot of the Satilli people were arguing the Neapolitan and the Corso are actually one and the same dog, and it's just a matter of semantics. Other people would say that their cousins, that the Corso came out of the Neo, and as it turns out, they share a distant relative, but Corso and Neo are not the same dogs. The Satilli people that argue that stuff is just genetically not true. But anyway, what this report also showed was is that the American lines, the American Corsos, did not group as a breed of dog. And the reason for that is the amount of Rottweiler that was in the dog. Now, dogs are not showing up, you know, 20, 30, 40% Rottie and Neo in 2025 because Mike Satilli pulled a scam back in the day, right? People have been mixing since then, and a lot of paper hanging going on. So some of the foundation kennels, and you had then Belmonte, with Ed Hodes and his wife Christy, and then you had, there was a couple others, but then Scandifio, Tony Scandi from Scandifio's. More likely, all of these guys knew what was going on. But anyway, I reported on this, and like I said, you can go look at that podcast. I did a number of YouTube videos. It was highly, highly controversial. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of money in stake, you know, in these kind of things, which I wasn't really interested in. I just wanted to know what the truth was. I mean, one of the reasons why we changed the website from Merino Cane Corso to Merino Canine is that once I realized that these dogs were not pure dogs, which I was fine with, other than it's a lie. I mean, I still got good dogs. I just got away from that and didn't feel right. Even when we do have litters, you know, selling them for these exuberant prices that people were getting on these dogs, because they're not pure dogs. So what ended up happening was, like I said, we had invested thousands of dollars in this frozen semen. One of the dogs being Solo, which is off of Armani, which is off of Nugget. Well, rumor is that Nugget was half Roddy. So I texted Tony saying, hey, man, some people are saying that that Nugget dog was Rottweiler, and there's a bunch of Rottweiler in this stuff you sent me here. And of course, he assured me, no, that's a horrible, terrible rumor. People would say such a thing. No, it's good and it's pure. And so I was doing a live stream and arguing that stuff was pure and that I had actually spoke with Tony. And someone comes on the live stream chat and was like, well, no, he was just saying the other day on a Facebook thread that that it was Rottweiler and he had to clean it up. And I was like, what? So that person sent me some screen captures of of what he was saying over on the Facebook. So I texted him again, and I was like, Tony, are you sure that this stuff is good here? Yeah, go ahead and use it. And I was like, 'cause, man, someone must be impersonating you on Facebook, because somebody was telling me that you were talking about. And so anyway, busted there. But there was a lot of shenanigans that went on, and people get pretty upset about it. You know, almost like religious cults form around these different breeds of dogs, I guess. It ain't all that important to me. It really it doesn't matter. But it is fraud, you know. I realize this paperwork I got isn't, you know, my dogs are off Maximos, and I got an idea of, you know, what was being mixed over there and which dog on my paperwork was probably the dog that's really not the dog that's on the paper. But I could be totally wrong about that. But when you know, if you have old Belmonte and old Alaric and old, Scandifio bloodlines from any of those Super Six dogs, then you don't have pure dogs, because you just don't. And so there's a lot of money and reputation and things tied up into these old mythologies. But more than likely it was Brutus, who was actually on the cover of Dog World magazine, I think 1995. So our dogs come from good stock, and I don't know if it was Kathy Satilli, if that her name, but Mike's second wife got her Rottweiler off of a guy named John, who was a quarter horse judge and a breeder of Rotties, and I believe Neos too. Can't remember his last name, but really good breeder of Rottweilers. So the dogs come from really good. And here was the thing, you know, when you start looking at, I did a live stream on this, when you start looking at some of these dogs, you know, you got to think about this. Do dogs that come off of farm, some old poor farmer out in Sicily, six dogs out of a litter, one, do they win, you know, first prize at dog shows, you know, just perfect structure and just all of these wonder, because when you look at these dogs, you know, it's hard to get a dog to look like that, man. You know what I mean? They look like fine bred dogs, and not some dogs that came off some old boy's farm out, you know what I mean? Just right off the bat, there's something really suspicious there. But the DNA is pretty conclusive, and a lot of people argue about the DNA because There is some variance in things, and but one of the great things about the genome project that they did on this, it's the largest aggregate. It's the most accurate study across the board. And like I said, I actually reached out and contacted the head scientist there just to make sure I was correct on all of this stuff and in my reporting. So anyway, of course, I reported on this, and it wasn't met well by some people, for sure. I've been threatened, physical violence, legal action. And I kind of suspect that I don't know what you even call this, internet stalking that's happened over the last month or so, where someone's impostering other people to get YouTube channels and Facebook pages. And what in my investigation and in working out a report for the FBI that I'm putting together here, what I noticed was all of this kind of led back to some blog posts that were, while the Corso hoax was ranking right under, you do numerous searches for Connie Corsos, and if you did anything with Scandifios or any of those words in it, this blog post exposing this hoax and this fraud shows up on the top of the page, which I'm sure some people ain't real happy with. I mean, there could be lawsuits involved with this too, people spend, you charge $5,000 and $10,000 for a dog, and you know it's not pure. When those people find out, there could be a lot of lawsuits and stuff in there. So anyway, I noticed that, so there was, kind of a motive to try to get really focusing on trying to get my websites taken down, and not having success there. In the long run, successful with taking down the YouTube videos and the Facebook pages and stuff like that, but to manage to salvage the websites, and that's where those posts still rank. So, the dog world's a dirty world, especially when you get into a lot of these more aggressive breeds. It was kind of a real turnoff for me and my wife, really, the kind of stuff that goes on. And how people treat each other. One of the other kennels actually had me drive out to California. I should post the videos on it. I still got it, old Papa. And knowingly sent me home with a Corso that was deaf, partially deaf, and with absolute horrifically severe hip dysplasia. Because I had said something about this. So, people get a lot of money tied up in this stuff, but the American Corsos are not, if you see those things in the pedigree, and then of course, a lot of the dogs from the European side do have a lot of boxer. I was looking at some of Tony's dogs that he was posted on Facebook, and it's like, oh my God. I mean, the boxer in those dogs is just incredible. So I kind of like, I just, when life gives me lemons, I make lemonade. And so I'm fine with these dogs, and they're Mastiffs, and I'm fine with them being Mastiffs. I know what I got, and they're good dogs. And, I don't care. I don't really care about, are they really, really pure? I want good working dogs. So that's the Corso hoax. And, it's a shame that people did that and perpetrated that lie for, decades. But with the advent of the internet and all that kind of stuff, those chickens came home to the roost, and the DNA testing got good enough. And all of the evidence points to not some farmer dog from Sicily, but some real fine bred animals right there in Mike's yard. All right, everybody, that's the Corso Hoax Revisited. Be sure to share this content on your social networks. Subscribe to the blog. There is a email subscription there. Anytime I post on the blog, you will be notified of new posts. There's also some membership areas here with exclusive content. I have a really complete puppy course, especially if you're wanting to do guard and protection work, and an obedience course, and the Dogman Underground podcast, where we talk about all kinds of cool stuff having to do with the guard and man stopper dogs. So I hope you enjoyed this, and that's the Corso Hoax Revisited. I'll leave a link here on the page so you can go back to the original blog post, and there, like I said, there's a lot of podcasts there. The videos are all gone, and a lot of the photographs are gone, but there's still the text there, and the interviews that I did with so many people while I was investigating it. All right, that's the Corso Hoax Revisited.